All right, first, Mary, if you could give me your name and your title, where are you from?
Sure, my name is Mary Zanoni, and I'm from Canton, New York.
Well, on your name tag, it's Farm for Life. Why don't you tell me what that means?
Farm for Life is a very small local organization that was originally formed about a year and a half ago to give support and some advice to people wanting to sell animal products, in particular very small scale at local farmers markets. However, the people involved in founding it, as soon as we read the draft strategic plan, we thought, there go the farmers markets. And so I've been working on that at their direction since, instead of being able to take up our original plan, which is now on hold.
What are the concerns of you and others like you regarding a national animal ID system?
There are quite a few local consumers who really rely on and really want foods that are produced at the local level. In other words, local small poultry producers and egg producers, people who raise entirely grass-fed beef on their own farms and have them slaughtered locally, those types of products, we feel that simply the costs associated with the National Animal Identification System are going to be really harmful to those people. You've probably seen the DiVetter and de Blasi spreadsheets that were put out a few years ago to analyze the costs of an RFID system for different size cow-calf producers. That came to the conclusion that a 1,200-head herd, it would cost somewhere in the neighborhood of $3 per head to implement and maintain year after year such a system. For a person with less than 50 head of cattle, that cost goes up to the range of $20 a head, $30 a head, $60 a head. The smaller you get, the more it's going to cost. And you know the amount of profit that people make on cattle, even if they can have it slaughtered locally and sell direct, it's not going to support those kinds of numbers, and those small producers are going to have to go away.
Okay. Well, as far as the animal health issue then, how do you address the fact that the main concern here appears to be wanting to trace in case there is an incidence of an animal disease? How would then these smaller operations be able to fit into that scenario if it did happen?
Okay. I'd like to make 2 points about that. Number one, the EU very comprehensive system for traceability, which applies to cattle, swine, and sheep, has a mechanism for exempting people who only sell locally, and people who are very small scale. I do not personally know the sizes involved, but the EU program has that. So if they're existing for traceability for animal health, apparently they feel that that's consonant with a program that can exempt very small people. Secondly, let's assume an FMD outbreak. The ground zero of the outbreak, do you mean to tell me that they're going to look in their database in Washington and say, oh, here are the 10 places within a 5-mile radius of ground zero that have cloven-hoofed animals? If they do, they're fools, because even if their own system is fully in place and even if everyone is compliant, there could be a guy that just bought a feeder pig yesterday and is not yet required to report given the time constraints. There could be other people in there with cattle who aren't in this, a house cow who aren't in the system. They're going to have to do it the old-fashioned way if they get an outbreak. They're going to have to look at everybody in that 5-mile radius.
Well, what would you suggest as regarding what they want to accomplish as far as making sure if there's an outbreak of anything that they know, you know, where everybody is and who's been affected by it?
I'd suggest that the USDA should make its existing programs better. I think they need more vets. I think they need programs to give scholarships or encourage people to go into large animal veterinary practice. In my area, there's an acute shortage of large animal vets. And if they have an outbreak, they need a lot of vets on the ground. Like I said, they're still going to have to go looking for that cloven-hoofed animal that is somehow not in their database, even if it's just because their reporting time has not kicked in.
Thank you very much, Mary.